Tess Amud Beis and the fifth line. But we have to go back to Lamed Ches Amud Beis, just look at the Mishnah to put the Gemara in context. So the Gemara already quoted this piece about the Anshei Tveria, but you have to put it back in context. So let's look back at the Mishnah. So 6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, first of all, you can't put an egg next to a hot pot which is off the fire, because the shul salik will to make it hard, like it'll become like a soft boiled egg. But if you can't put it on a cloth that's heated by the sun or heated by fire. Rabbi Yossi Mata, Rabbi Yossi's Mata. Loit minena b'chol b'avik drachim, you can't put it into the sand. So we said because it's either because he's moving the dirt or because it looks like he's putting in ashes, and somebody might think you could do that. Okay, and then after that, Masa Shaosu Anshei Tveria. So the piece, the men of Tveria, Heviu Silon Shal Sonin Amar Shal Chamin. So they took a pipe which was going to have cold water going through it into a canal of hot water. All right, because in Tveria, this, you know, the hot springs, so there's tributaries of that. So they put the cold pipe through it. Amar lahem chachamim in b'shabas kachamim shukmu b'shabas v'asurin b'chitzo shesiyah. So Chacham said that if they did that on Shabbos, so it's like water that was heated on Shabbos, and it's usur to use for washing and also for drinking. It's totally usur. And b'yantuf, pachamim shukmu b'yantuf, so if it's on yantuf, it's like water that was heated on yantuf, which also has restrictions. Asurin b'chitzo mutarim b'shesiyah, you're allowed to use it to drink, because Sarcha Chol Nefesh, you're not allowed to use it to bathe with. Okay, so the Gemara went back and forth, but the end of the Gemara was that they were trying to say maybe it's mutter, but they said at the end of the day, it's also, they already broke them, they took the silon away, they broke it, and they don't do it. So the end of the Mishnah and the end of the Gemara that we had so far is that it's usur. That's not going to be disputed. The question is going to be, so it said, regarding Shabbos, it's like Huchman that were like hot water that's heated on Shabbos. So what's the status of the Ruchitza? Asurim b'Ruchitza. Which Ruchitza? What bathing? Right? So that's what we're up to. Okay, so now on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, 6th line. Master Shosu Anshei Tveria, my Ruchitza. Which Ruchitza are you speaking about that is Asur? Right? That they said it's Mutter, but at the end of the day, it's Asur, right? Asurim b'Ruchitza on Shabbos. And Shia too. Which Ruchitza? Ilem Ruchitza is called Gufo, right? If you say it means Ruchitza of the whole body,
that means going in the water.
You're going in the water, right? We're going to come to the next page to putting the water over you. That's okay. Yes, in the water. I didn't get to read the article. I printed it out. Actually, it came to the top of the pile again. I didn't have a chance to read it again. So, but please add that. I'll get back to it. Okay. So if that's the case, it's only hot water that was heated on Shabbos you're not allowed to take a bath in. That means that you're allowed to take a bath in hot water that was heated from before Shabbos. Is that really the case? V'atanya, the Brisa says no. Chamin shehukmu be'er Shabbos l'machar roches kohen panav yadav v'raglav avolo kol gufo. You have water heated from yesterday. You have your bathtub, right? And you filled up the bathtub before Shabbos, hot water. And 2 hours later, of course, it's still hot. You're not allowed to go into the bathtub. You're only allowed to wash local gufo. You're allowed to wash panav yadav v'raglav. You're only allowed to wash your face, your hands, and your feet. So you have to remember that in those days, feet were commonly washed because they got dirty. I'm not talking about like today, they might get smelly, but they're not dirt. But in those days, they walk without socks, maybe without shoes, so they're, the feet are dirty. So, of course, that was a normal procedure. They would wash the face, the hands, and the feet. That was all part of the common procedure of called daily hygiene or cleanliness. Okay. But so anyway, so the Brisa says they could wash in the hot water that was from Erev Shabbos, they could wash only panav yadav v'raglav, abo local gufo, but not the whole body. Ela panav yadav v'raglav, where does it come from? Emo Seifa, maybe it's about the second half, about Yontov. B'yomtov, kachamin shehukmu b'yomtov, right? If it's on Yontov, the waters that went through Chamitzverya, through that pipe, they're considered to be like waters heated on Yontov. V'asurim b'ruchitza, umutarim b'shesia. So, you're allowed to drink them, right? You can make tea, you can cook anything on Yontov. But I saw in Bruchis, you're not allowed to wash. So what washing are you allowed to do?
So Rabbi, what about a mikveh?
Oh, so the mikveh, for a woman, the mikveh is doche, and the mikveh is actually, we are makpid, that it's only mayim shehukmu lifnei Shabbos. The mikveh heater is turned off before Shabbos.
Right.
We have a timer, it's always turned off at like an hour before Shabbos, so it's still hot and so on, but that's a unique heter for somebody who has to do the mitzvah of, so this is a gzera, this is not a doraisa, this is a gzera, shema, you might heat the water. Well, you're not heating the water, right? So what's heated before Shabbos? A gzera. Okay, but this is in the din.
What about a man?
Okay, so men who regularly go to the mikveh every day, so they have a heter to go. There are even those who hold that men who go every Shabbos can go, right? Some men go dafka every Shabbos. So if they go every Shabbos, they also have had to go every Shabbos. Okay, so that's primarily Hasidish minhagim, but they also can't take a bath beforehand. Women who go to the mikveh Friday night have to bathe before Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Women who go to the mikveh on Tuesday night can bathe right before they go to the mikveh, you know, at nighttime. Right, but they have to bathe, they have to take a bath, and so on, to wash their hair and all that. Mm-hmm. That they have to do before Shabbos. Right? That they can't do on Shabbos. They can do only the tefillah itself. Mm-hmm. And the same is true for the men who go. The men going is I'll call it a bigger kula than the women going, because women going is daraisa. The men going is minhagim. All right, so minhagim going back.
More than minhagim. Haredi nephew in Sharim uses a mikveh after sexual relations.
Right, so that's minhagim.
That's a minhag?
Yeah, it's based on a takana of Ezra, which we do not hold anymore.
Okay.
Ezra made a takana that people should not learn if that is seminal omission, mm-hmm. right? And people should not daven, and so on and so forth. So therefore, mm-hmm. there's a takana of Ezra that people should go to the mikveh after relations.
So right? Using the mikveh after relations.
So bizman hadad, there's a minhag. But okay, many minhagim today took on the status of halacha. There's a famous day, minhag halacha, minhag Yisrael kedinu. Minhag is like a din. So, but notwithstanding that, there is a difference between minhag and a halacha, right?
I understand.
So,
but
okay.
It used to be a halacha, right?
In the time of Ezra.
The time of Ezra.
Ezra Matakin. So the time of the Beis Hamikdash, no. The time of the Beis Hamikdash, I don't think it was.
But weren't you
Tamei? Fine, so don't go on the Beis HaMikdash.
But after the mikveh, you're not Tamei.
Fine, but you don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. What are you doing there anyway?
Okay.
Right? I mean, Kohanim. Okay, so fine. Yeah. So, Kohanim had a lot of, you know, I call it added restrictions. Okay.
And I think you know everything, you know nothing.
I wouldn't be able to leave the mikveh if...
okay, so back to Yontif. Amos Seifa B'Yontif, right, that's the end of the Mishnah in the story, right, the response to B'nai Tverya. B'Yontov, Ashi Tverya. B'Yontov, Kachamin, Shehukmu B'Yontov, Vasurim B'Chisimu Umutar B'Shesia. So what is warned on Yontif? Not allowed to bathe. Umutar B'Shesia, but you're allowed to drink, right? So Rashi, in the third line, Ruya l'shasiya, the mecham, in the third line, the mecham lehu l'shasiya, the boy rochets when panav, right? He's allowed to heat them, right? Okay, so that's what is heated on Yontif. You're allowed to do that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, says Asur b'chitza, what b'chitza is Asur? Right, that's the question still. What b'chitza is Asur? So we just said panav yadav l'raglav, is what is, right, is what's mutter, and kol gufo is also regarding Shabbos, right? That's what we said regarding Shabbos. Chamichum v'yor Shabbos, mamacharot from Yehudi Yagrov, right? The water from Erev Shabbos that's hot, you cannot wash kol gufo, right? So now we're up to Yontif, right? So who is this going to be like? So the question is, it sounds like a statement, but it's really a question. Lema tanan stama kavei shamai? Is this Brisa going to be, or our Mishnah going to be like Beis Shammai? Meaning, that's against the rules. We have many machlots in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's only 18. The psak is like Beis Shammai. This is not one of them. So the psak here should be like Beis Hillel. So the Stam Mishnah should not hold like Beis Shammai. Right? And now we're going to get the machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, which is coming right here. Tznan. This is the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Tznan. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai Omrim. Lo yecham adam. Lo yecham adam chamin l'raglav. Elam ken ru'yan l'shasiya. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to heat water on Yontif, right, for your feet, unless you could actually drink it also. Why? Because, so that's the Rashi was actually on there, your water, because you could say heating up to drink, which is also on that fish, you have left over, you could use it to feed. But let's suppose you're warming up water which is not drinkable. It's still used for wash it, right? That's, you know, a lot of the irrigation systems use that water. They use water that's not drinkable, but it's usable for irrigation, it's usable for washing and so on, right? Mm-hmm. So Beis Shammai says, well, you can't heat that unless it's really seal. Beis Hillel, Matirim, Beis Hillel allow you, right?
So it says that we need to figure the temperature has to be?
No, the water has to be drinkable water. It has to be, I'll call it it has to be healthy water. Mm-hmm. Healthy water, all right. B'shul matirin. So Beis Hillel is matir, chamin shehuchmu b'yom tevasurim b'rachitza matar m'shasiya, right? And Beis Shammai says, lo yachem adam cham l'ragalim kemruin l'shasiya, right? So that sounds like what we just said. Yantav kacham shuchmi yantav asum berchitza musar b'shasiya. Meaning, if you have water that's not made l'shasiya, there are surim berchitza. Beis Hillel will allow you to warm up water just to use to wash your hands and feet. All right, whatever the bathing is. Okay. One thing which is like underlying here, which is not the issue of the page, but it's a general issue regarding yantav, is that there is a major difference between different kinds of washing because of there's a notion of things which are shavu l'chol nefesh, things which are equal to every person. So washing hands and feet is equal to every person because every single person would wash their hands and feet every day except Shabbos. Okay, hot water, whatever, okay. But it would every day. See how they do it too, shavu l'chol nefesh. Taking a bath is not shavu l'chol nefesh in time of the Gemara. Wealthy people would go as often as they want, and poor people would go, who knows when, right? Once a month, once in 2 months, I don't know how it would go, right? Shavu l'chol nefesh, so that's a piece of the issue about bathing on Yontif. So this is a well-known, I'll call it, issue in the YU world. Rav Schechter has been known to say, and you have to ask him yourself, you have to be known to say, now, 3 day yantif, you can take a hot shower. Ma'am shehuchmu b'yantif, but it's shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody could do it, right? So I don't really know how many of his students rely upon this. I don't even know if he does it, right? But basically, what his point is that today that's shavu l'chol nefesh, right? Because everybody's got a shower at home. You can do it on your own. So whether or not, you know, if it's a psak, I don't know it's a psak, but it's always a theory. It makes sense, right? Okay.
What about the idea that if a anything that's permitted for cooking on Yontif, you can do for other things? If you can transfer a flame for cooking, you can transfer a flame for smoking. You know,
they can't transfer flames for smoking.
No,
for sure not.
Okay,
not even during Tuesday.
If an activity is permitted tzorach l'chol nefesh, even
right, mitoshul tzorach l'shlo tzorach, but it has to be tzorach l'shlo l'chol nefesh.
Right,
has to be tzorach that's equal to everybody. So smoking, albeit let's talk about smoking 50 years ago. Smoking 50 years ago l'shlo l'chol nefesh, there weren't health problems known. Well, 50 years ago probably also it was said maybe hazardous. I don't know exactly when it started, but I remember as a teenager, someone had said maybe hazardous. All right. What?
It's a mitzvah yantif.
No. There is a whole deal b'zman hazeh whether you're allowed to smoke
at all.
No, I'm talking about on yantif, at all for sure, but on yantif particularly. Based on, is it ochel nefesh, is it not ochel nefesh, is it whatever, you know, whatever it is, okay.
But that's the general rule, right?
If it is.
You can do something for cooking.
We shame it, that's correct. The phrase used, mitoch shehutzu l'tzorach v'tzelo l'tzorach, which is an overstatement, you're stating it really more correctly, but the Hebrew statement is, the halachic statement is, because something mutoch l'tzorach, it's also for need, it's also mutoch for not need. So, but that's really doesn't not what it means. It really means, because hutoch l'tzorach ochel nefesh, shehutzu l'tzorach, not ochel nefesh, right? So consequently, okay. You're right. If you can light a fire for this, you can light a fire for that.
Right, if you can heat up water for
as long as it's a tzorech, right? Yeah. As long as it's a tzorech, okay. But we're still left with, Beis Shammai is asur b'rechitza, right? What is the heated on yantif is asur b'rechitza by Beis Shammai, and that's who we paskin like. That's who it seems to paskin like, so that's a problem. We don't pass like Beis Shammai, so therefore you have to explain what's going on the other way. So Omer Av Iko Bar Chananya, he says a different answer, is what you brought up, Lishtatef Bohen Kol Gufo Askinan, not to take a bath, but to take a sprinkle, we'll call it, all right? So we have a shower, they didn't have shower heads in those days, but they could take and pour over themselves, right? They could pour themselves, and Kol Gufo, right? If they took a big bucket, you know.
Rabbi Shechter means with a shower but not a bath.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it would stand to reason that it would stand to reason he could say shower not bath also. V'haytana who and this is the Tana. The Tanya lo yishtateif adam kol gufo ben b'chamim ben b'tzonein divrei Reb Meir. So machlokas tvuya machlokas. So Reb Meir says machmir all the way. You cannot, we use the word shower, I mean, it didn't mean shower then, but we understand what it means. Rashi says the fourth line, Lishtatev nosen al gufo umishtatev. So today we call a shower Lishtatev, right? And that's Litkaleach, actually, I think more commonly used, but the Shtifa usually we use for the, you know, washing the floor, but it means to pour something over. Okay. So, but that's what it means. So it means to pour water over in the methodologies of mikveh, which is unrelated to Gemara, but there's two methods of mikveh for certain purposes. One method is, of course, to be in the mikveh. The other method is called tes kabin, poured over consecutively. So in modern-day Queens, people who are nifter, so the Chevra Kadisha puts them in the mikveh, because contemporarily, The chapels in Queens have mikvahs, but that's not common all over the place. What's much more common is, and it probably was common here, I don't know, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, I don't know exactly how many mikvahs are here, is that they would pour tes kabin. They would continuously, they would take buckets of water, and they would pour up continuously, meaning you'd have one person pour, the other person would pour, the other person would pour, so there was a continuous pour of 9 kabin of water, and that was sufficient. So that's the same type of, you know, bathing. That's not a chizas kol gufo, that's just a tape. Okay, so that's for, a niftar. Okay, but the bottom line is that Reb Meir, back to, you know, pleasant Shabbos issues. So Reb Meir says you can't put hot water over your head, the whole body, and you can't put cold water over your head, the whole body. You just can't wash your whole body, even...
Pouring.
Forget about bathing. That's for sure out. Even pouring is asur. Rav Shimon matir both. Rav Shimon is matir cold water, and he's also matir hot water. Rav Shimon is known to be the mekhil in general. All right. Rav Yehuda omer b'chamin asur b'tzonein mutar. Rav Yehuda says hot water not allowed. Cold water is allowed. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda basically takes the quote the middle opinion, right? He's not machmir like Rabbi Meir, you can't do anything. He's not make you like Rabbi Shimon, you can do everything. But he says, but sonein mutar, so it's rechitzas kol gufo, but sonein ayyadei shtifa, by pouring it over, not by going inside of it. Look in Rashi, the first narrow line. The Haitana, that's what we're trying to justify what we're learning before, clarify what we're learning before. The Haitana of Shimon he, the Matos Taif Klagufa B'Shabbos B'Chamin, Shukhma Me'er of Shabbos, right? So that's, he's not allowing you to heat the water on Shabbos, that's obvious, right? You can't heat water on Shabbos, period, right? So what if Shimon B'Mater B'Chamin? Obviously B'Mater B'Chamin, that you're allowed to be Mishtateif in hot water that was heated before Shabbos, right? Okay. So that's what he's saying. The previous comment, that we said Kol Gufo of the Mishnah, right? So that was based on Rav Shimon, right? That was based on Rav Meir. I'm sorry. If you want to say Ruchis Kol Gufo is Asur, but Shtifa is Mutar, right? Because that was what they wanted to say. Amar Avika Bar Chanina Lishtatik Ben Kol Gufo Askinan, right? And then we said that Biyantif.
If it was heated on
Yantif,
it's
also. Right, Biyantif, Asur, we're not sure what Rechitza is. We have to get to which Rechitza. We still have to go back to what Rechitza it is. Okay, but so right now, let's finish this Rashi. Rav Shimon, he demanded Ustad Kogu for Shabbos, Bechamin, Huchmer of Shabbos. Hai the Kamar Kachamin, Shehuchmu Bishabbos, Asur. Right, if the waters went through Chami Tveria, right, through the Silon, through the pipe, so it would be Kama Hushmuch Shabbos, like what is he done Shabbos or Yasser? Hasha Huchmu Be'esmal Shari, right? So that's the case of our Mishnah, right? The case of our Mishnah is if the water went through the Chamin on Shabbos, it's Asur. But it's Mashma, if it went through the Chamin before Shabbos, it's Mutter. So you have hot water, it's Huchmu Aide Chami Tveria before Shabbos, and it's Mutter. What's Mutter? Lishtateif. Because that's for Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Vibi Yantuf, and if you're talking about Yantuf, Kacham and Shehuch Mubi Yantuf, Asa Berchitza, right? So that's what, again, the Mishnah said, right? And Biyantuf, Kacham and Shehuch Mubi Yantuf, Asa Berchitza, Mutar Berchitza, Vishtia, Biyantuf, Asa Berchitza, Lafil Beis Hila, Lo Shari Lahachim Biyantuf, El Lofan of the Raglav. Even Beis Hila only allows that. Aval Shit of Kogufa, Lo, right? So therefore, we're saying that the waters that were heated from before Yontif, before Shabbos, can be used, I'll call it the normal way. Not for bathing, but for Shituf, but for the showering, pouring over. So that's what the Gemara is up to. The Gemara is up to saying that the Tana of our Mishnah is holding like Rav Shimon, like Rav Shimon, who's Matir, water Shehuchmu, before Shabbos, so, right?
So any water heated on Shabbos, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, is
prohibited. Berchitzas kol gufo,
right.
Or shtifas kol gufo. According to Rav Meir, it's all usher, yes. And according to Rav Shimon, it's all mutter. If it's heated from before. Okay. Rav Meir certainly says it's usher if it's heated on. He even says it's heated before. It's all usher. Rav Shimon says it's heated before. It's going to be mutter also. Which going to be mutter? Shower, not bath, right?
So there's no difference then to go into the Chamit Feria by taking cold water that went through it. Cold water that went through it just before Shabbos.
Yeah, but it went into a bath.
No, but you can't go into Chamit Feria on Shabbos either.
It didn't.
Right, so there's no difference. That's my point.
No, but you can go into the water that was heated through Chamit Tveria. But you can't go into it. But you could. Okay, but you can take. Okay, but it would seem.
You can only use it.
It would seem you can't take water out of Chamit Tveria and dump it over you either.
Right.
Kol Gufo. It would seem. I'm not really sure because it's not mentioned here.
What's the status of just using hot water faucet? What is that?
Anyantiv.
Anyantiv, yeah.
So it depends what it's for. If it's part of the Baraglov, it's mutter. All right, I mean, we usually for shtifas kelim. I think we also say is mutter to wash the dishes that you need. For yantif is also mutter,
even
right?
Though
that's
it may reactivate the boiler to.
Well, you're allowed to cook water on yantif.
Yeah, but it's a different cooking.
We don't care. We don't care. The only thing they didn't allow. Well, we didn't finish, but what's not allowed is heating water for rechitzas kol gufo, because gufo is not allowed. Right? So, okay. But rechitzas kol gufo to wash your hands is allowed. And I would say this is also allowed. Okay, back to here. So, Remeir, again, this is water we heated before Shabbos, right? So, Remeir says you can't use it for anything. You can't wash kol gufo, right? Panevi v'raglav, you could do, right? Okay. Remeir Shimon says, matir, even the hot water, right? You could do kol gufo. Again, hot water from before Shabbos, you can do a kol gufo on Shabbos. Not bathing, showering. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'chamin asur, but sone muta. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to shower in hot water that was heated from before Shabbos. Obviously, you can't use water heated on Shabbos. And b'tzone in mutar, but you're allowed to shower in cold water, right? On Shabbos, okay.
Isn't there a gzera about shechita and all that?
What is it?
Isn't there a gzera about shechita?
A shechita. So we have a lot of gzeras that are not in this Gemara. Right. So we do have a permit that's brought down the Gemara elsewhere. I think we had it way at the end somewhere that. A person is allowed to walk through Amas Hamayim to get to their Rebbe on Shabbos for the Shir. So the clothes are going to get wet. So it's okay, and they're going to get wet. They have to be careful, so the Gemara says they have to use lots of towels or big towels. They can't use small towels because they have to go about Shechita. So I guess they pull their pants up, or their cloak, whatever they're doing, they walk through, but they're soaked. So Amas Hamayim is not, I think Amas Hamayim doesn't mean the whole body, it means up to whatever it is, up to your knees, up to your, whatever it is, up to some level. And you got to dry your hands. You have to be careful to dry off in a way that doesn't cause shechita. That's one of the primary issues for women after the mikvah is what to do with their hair. Because, I mean, people have long hair. Squeeze it out. You can't squeeze it out. You could wrap in a towel and then wrap another towel. Wrap another towel, right? So, you know, that's... Okay. You know, men who have long hair and around the rain have the same problem, right? Right? Okay. Okay. Amar Rav Chista, machlokes, says another comment on this. Amar Rav Chista, machlokes bekli, avo bekarka divrei hakol mutar. Machlokes bekli, meaning the water is heated in the kli. So Rav Chista says, if it's heated in the kli, that's where you have machlokas between Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yehuda. So you have it, was heated in the kli from before Shabbos, and now can you or can't use it as machlokas? What's the problem? The problem is, well, if it's heated in the kli, I might think I could heat it in the kli, because that's how you heat things. Bekarka de rekamuta, nobody heats things in the ground. You can't heat in the ground, it's in a pit, right? So if it's bekarka de rekamuta, so the hot water is in the ground, it's okay. Obviously, question. V'masa dan shetraya b'karka have. Ooh. Well, that's obviously in the ground, right? Vasu Rabbanan said no. So that's not right. Aliyat mehochima. You want to make such a distinction, the distinction has to be in the converse. Machlokas b'karka. Av b'chli devrei akol asur. Machlokas b'karka. Meaning if you have water taken out of water that was heated before Shabbos Bekarka, that's in the Silon. The Silon is in the Karka, right? Right, so Rashi says, Lo yishtate b'Shabbos, v'atem v'atem v'arashi, Lo yishtate b'Shabbos, b'ein b'cham en afilu hukmu b'chol. So that's on the Brice that we learned. Now he says, b'kli, b'horoa omer hayom hukmu. If you see water in a pot, a big pot, you say, well, looks like it's heated today. Umucha milsa de toldo sa'orninhu. And it's obvious it was heated by a fire. He's like avoiding the shemesh issue, right? The toldo skam issue. Vasi lohachem b'shabbos go nosin sonim b'chamin. And then one's going to come to heat water on Shabbos. And what's interesting is, he doesn't say you might put the pot on the fire, because I guess he figures, well, people aren't going to do that. We just learned that. Right, but people might put cold water into hot water, which may mean just put a cup of cold water into a pot of hot water to cool off the hot water, but you just did an Isur D'oraisa of boiling that cup of water. Or maybe it means to take a cup of water in the cup and stick it in, right? But I don't think it means that. I think the problem is
you're putting... But in Turkey, those pipes were permanent underground. There was no...
Yeah.
No way to tinker with them, so...
Yeah, so the Rashi doesn't follow what I said. Or I didn't say what Rashi said, right? Rashi says a better setup. A bakarka going on betos, we call them bathtubs, shalmer chatzos, vein chame ho'or. Mutar, the bakli le mitoras chamen. It's unbelievable. So, if you think about this, so our mikveh, the mikveh pool, is heated from inside the pool. But it's bakarka, it's in the ground. You know, it has like a, there's a plate, and the way it works is that the plate has hot water going through it, and the plate becomes very hot. Yeah, it's coiled, but it's filled with water, and the hot water goes, so that's what heat is, the hot water going in and out of there, and the metal plate gets, you know, heats the rest of the pool. That's done before Shabbos. Okay, so that's Chamei Ha'or. Right? Assuming electricity and fire is the same, not our topic, but that's what it is, right? It's being heated by electric heat, right? So in the olden days, they would, whatever they did, they had a coal device that they would stick in, probably, I mean, I don't know what they did, they probably had some metal device where they put coals in, and that made it hot, and they cooled, you know, actually they did, I don't know, but they must have done it some method like that too. So the water that's in the ground, in the mikvahs, had to be heated somehow. They heated it also through some method of heating, like we do, but more...
Like the Roman baths, don't they talk... I thought they talked about something like that, where it's like under...
They had coals underneath.
Yeah,
coals underneath. Yes, I'm not sure how that could work for a mikveh, because how do you get the coals to heat underneath? You'd have to have the mikveh empty, and then you have to refill the mikveh with rainwater, Okay, but it could be, you know, it's plausible. It's plausible they had it like ours, and they have like a bar hashak and a bar zriya and so on the side. So it's plausible that the mikveh pool also was only used for tefillah, and they did have some method of putting in water and taking out water.
But for all intents and purposes, they most likely either caves or your local pond.
Right, there were caves. Okay, but in any event, so back to the bathtubs here, Mikvah, not mikvah, it's still a bathtub in the ground, that's what it is. A mikvah is just a halachli made, you know, way of making a tub in the ground. Gagon Ambatos, again, for the Rashi, Gamon Ambatos, or Chutzos, like the bathhouse tubs, Vein Chame Ha'or, and they're heated by fire. So Mutar, so they're Mutar, that's what the comment was at the beginning. Avobutkaka Devri HaKol Mutar. Right, that was the third line of the Gemara. So Rashi says, "Why who stayed mutter? The bodily mitaras chamin." Fascinating, because since they're in the ground, they're considered to be nullified, and even though the water is still hot, the reakol mutter. That's the premise, right? It's not accepted, but that's the premise. Is that because it's in the ground, so it's all batel, and even though the water's hot, it's not halachli hot because in the ground, it's not a kli. So why is that? So I think the reason would be because nobody's going to look at it and say they heated the water on Shabbos because it's not a pot. They're not, you know, I'm going to do that too. Okay. But notwithstanding that, the Gemara comes back and says, Ha Masa Danshi Tveri, Rashi says, Alma Bimilsayu Kaimei. All right, so therefore it has to be their case. All right? That was in Karka, Vasur Abanan, Eliyat Marachim, Mamachlokus Karka, Abba Bakli, Devri Akol, Asur. Okay. So, so you have this machlokas, bakarka. That seems to be the conclusion of the explanation of that braisa. But bakli devar kol asur, certainly, if you had water in a detached vessel, right, a huge urn, right, a huge pot, and hot water is in there, you couldn't take that water and wash your whole body with it on Shabbos, according to Reb Meir, right? To pour it over you. According to Reb Shimon, you could. According to Reb Yehuda, Bechamin Osir B'Tzon and Mutar, you also couldn't do it with the hot water, only the cold water. Okay, so now comes the conclusion of the Gemara of this case. Fifth wide line, middle line. Amar Rabba Babarchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Rabbi Chana said Nerav Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so who said Halacha Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Chana said Nerav Yochanan. So this is relying upon Rabbi Yochanan. Most of the time we're not picky about this, but the Gemara is picky about this now. So who really said this? So Rabbi Chana is the one standing there and saying, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So now they challenge him. Did Rabbi Yochanan say this to you, or you understood this from something Rabbi Yochanan said other than this? Right? Amar Rabbi Yosef, but Feirush Mi'alei? Did he tell you this directly? O Michlolosh Mi'alei? Or you learned it from some principle, right, that based on Rabbi Yochanan said somewhere else, you're applying it over here. And of course, that's not exactly the same. Because, so it's not so pleasant to think about this, but basically the questioning Rabbi Barachana's reasoning ability in some way, meaning, if you heard from Yochanan, that's one thing. If you're surmising this is what Yochanan meant, maybe you understood it wrong, and it doesn't apply here. Right? So that's the question being raised in the Gemara. So the Gemara is not going to say, my klala. So if you learned it by a klal, what's the klal? What's the principle of which Rabbi Yochanan would have learned it? Then Rabbi Tachan or Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Anai. Amar Rav. Kol makom shatam, this is the principle. Kol makom shatam motzi shnayim chalukim v'echod machriya halacha v'divrei hamachriya. Okay, so think about our case. Rav Meir says A and B are asur. Rav Shimon says A and B are mutter. Rav Yehuda says A is asur, B is mutter. So Rav Yehuda basically is telling you, he's machriya means he's deciding, right? He's announcing, so to speak, this one's like Rav Meir, and this case like Rav Shimon, right? So whenever you have such a type of case, halacha divrei machriya, the halacha is like the one who's pulling the case together. He's not compromising. He's telling you what the halacha is, right? So whenever you have that, chutz mikule matlonios kumaklonios. Okay, so kumaklonios is earlier in the Gemara on Daf Chaf Tes, and is following a case like this. Small piece of cloth, right? Small piece of cloth, is it cause tumma or not cause tumma? So generally, in order for something to cause tumma, it has to be a kli. So if it's a beged, it has to be big enough to be a beged. Okay, let's suppose that I give you a piece of cloth which is the size of a handkerchief. It's a beged, right? Let's suppose I give you a piece of cloth which is half inch by half inch. It's not a beged, right? What if I give you something that's like 2 inches by 2 inches? So at some point, it matters what you think about it, right? This is big, this is obviously kli, beged. This is obviously not a beged. Someplace in between, it matters what you think about it. So this is Apple Pish Rabbi Lezer Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua Mekil, Rabbi Kiva Machriya, Ein Halacha Divrei Machriya. Okay, so let's look, Vav Min Aleph, let's look at the Gemara Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, I should say. You have to look on the Bantu, it's not in the Gemara. Okay, so it's 6 lines from the bottom. Pachas b'shlosh al shlosh is kinyan l'vaki bo samerchas and arbo sakdeir l'kanas bo sarchayim ben ruchan ben emruchan on tamei l'zor reshua me ben ruchan ben shlomen ruchan tahar kivan ben amuchan tamei shlomen amuchan tahar. Okay, so let's review. So now you have this garment which is less than 3 by 3, right? Less than 3 by 3, very tiny, right? So it's not chashuv, or it is chashuv, it's not batel. So the question is, what's it like? So they used it, to make a plug in the bath, or to use as a stirrer for the pot, or to clean out the mill. So Rabbi Leza says tamei. Rabbi Yeshua says ben muchan ben shalom and muchan tahar, meaning it's prepared from beforehand to be this. It is tamei. This one says, we don't care if muchan, not muchan. So it wasn't as muchan, ain't muchan, because muchan would be a kli. Ain't muchan, muchan is prepared. So it means I want to be kli. Ain't muchan means I don't want to be a kli, necessarily. All right? So Rabbi Yeshua says, doesn't matter. I'm sorry, Rabbi Lezer says, doesn't matter. It's tamei. Rabbi Yeshua says, doesn't matter. It's tahar. Rabbi Kiva says, min amuchan tamei. Shloman Amuchan Tahar, if I thought about it beforehand, what I'm going to make it for, it's going to be Tamei. And if not, Mamun Amuchan, it's not prepared, it's going to be Tahar. V'yomar Ula, V'yitem Rav Kol Modin Zor Kol Ashpa, Divra Kol. Okay, because that shows, he threw it out, it's Tahar, right? But the bottom line is, it's going to be Kedivrei Hamachriya, all right? That's not Kedivrei Hamachriya over there. That halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. All right, that's really the point. So we don't have to continue the Gemara, but the Gemara does not say it's like Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So shouldn't we pass like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is the Machriya. Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So he should be the one. We should hold like him. So the Gemara says, four lines from our Gemara now, Omar Rav Tachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, Omar Rav, Kamalkam Shatam Motsi Shnaim Kalukim, Echad Machriya, Halachi Dere Machriya. Chutz, Mekuli Matlinois, Shafu Pish Rabbi Elazar Machm, Rabbi Yehuda Mekil, Rabbi Kiva Machriya, ain't a loch of Divrei Machriya. Ah, the loch there is not a Rabbi Kiva. Why is the loch not a Rabbi Kiva there? So two reasons given. Chada, a very funny reason. The Rabbi Akiva Talmud who? Rabbi Kiva was the Talmud of Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua. He's the next, you know, the next generation. Of course, Rabbi Kiva became Rabbi Kiva. But, so, I'll tell you an interesting Gemara. I think this Gemara is in Erchin, I think. It's about Hochech Tochiach. There's a discussion, a philosophical discussion. So one opinion says, I think Rabbi Tarfon says, I would be shocked if anybody can give tochacha today. Nobody is capable of giving tochacha today. And then there's another opinion that says, I would be shocked, tamani im yesh makabel tochacha, if anybody would accept tochacha. And it says, if you tell somebody there's a splinter in their teeth, I tell you there's a beam between your eyes. Meaning, who are you, you're worse than me, right? That's okay. And then Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, no. I was many times loka akiva al yadi. Because I brought him in front of Rabbi Gamliel. I told Rabbi Gamliel what Rabbi Akiva did wrong. What Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva, what Akiva did wrong. And he got punished. And Hosef Ahava, and he loved me more because, after all, Chet Uchiach is the purpose of improving. So Akiva was, even though it wasn't Rabbi Akiva yet, it was Rabbi Akiva, he understood it's all about improving. He was happy. The other student reported him to the Rebbe. The Rebbe gave him Musar. He improved himself and so on. But the point why I brought this whole thing in is because he's called over there Akiva. It's like shocking. He's called Akiva. Why? Because he's the student. He's a little, he's 40 years old. Remember, he wasn't a kid, right? But he's still 40. But he's not 80. He's 40. Or he's not whatever, he's 24 years. So he's not 64. He's 40. So at that point, he's only Akiva. He's not Rabbi Akiva. So the same thing is here. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud. So that's one reason why the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva over there. Okay, reason number two. V'od, ha'hadar bei Rabbi Akiva, l'gabei, Rabbi Yeshua. Well, he actually exceeded to Pinyin Rabbi Yeshua. That's Pinyin Ekel. Okay, look in Rashi, top. Hadar bei Rabbi Akiva, k'arminam v'perkin l'el, l'shem achriya machbid mate kaf moznayim, Umachriya shekenegdo. So, it's interesting, the term Machriya, Rashi is trying to tell you what Machriya means. So, in general, you have this notion, you have scales of justice, and you have the Zechus side and the Chova side. And which side is Machriya? The one that has bigger weight. That's called the Machriya. That's what it's telling you. But Machriya shekenegdo. Meaning, so it's more compelling, a more compelling force, so to speak. So Machriya is, again, the way the law, in that case, the way the din is decided, in this case, the halacha is decided. Gagon hocha, b'chamin asur, hashta havilar b'shimon d'mater b'chamin, yachid b'mkom shnayim. Right? So Rib Shimon's matir, right? Nimsur of Yehuda machbidas kafa mashkoles, shab Yehuda im Rabbi Meir shabl isur. Right? So Rib Shimon's matir, hot water, but Rabbi Meir says hot water is usher to shower in. If Yehuda agrees with him, 2-1. Right? Oh, now, what about the cold water? Rav Meir says usher, Rav Shimon says mutter. If Yehuda agrees with Shimon here, so he's machriya. So that's the point. He's explaining why this works. He's basically tipping the scale in both cases. In the hot water case, he tips the scale like Rav Shimon. In the cold water scale, he tips the scale like Rav Meir. Okay. Shari Rav Yehuda im Rav Meir shavim liisur b'tzonim mutar havelei Rav Meir b'tzonim yachid malkam shnayin. Then Rav Yehuda machbid es hakaf hamashkoles. So Rashi is trying to tell you why it's called machria, which is apparently a term used typically for scales of justice. So he's trying to tell you why it works 2-1, 2-1, tips the scales. Okay. Okay, so now, let's go back to here. So, four lines from the bottom, we said, what was the klala? What was the klal? The klal was, whenever you find two against one, the halacha is like the machria. So, now the Gemara says, v'imich lala mai. So, now fine, we learned it from the klal. Not because Rabbi Kiva, you know, in that case, Rabbi Kiva pulled out, right? But that's not over here. Nobody pulled out, right? So it's miklala, right? The principle that the one is machriya you follow. Dilma ha'animile masnisin, of a bebrai solo. Okay, so you could say, when do you say that you follow the principle 2-1? Maybe only follow principle 2-1 when it's a Mishnah, and not when it's a Brisa. So the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva was a Mishnah. The case our case of Reb Meir and Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda of the Brisa is a Brisa, right? So maybe it wouldn't apply. Amalei, so therefore, going back to, right, they asked Rav Archana, Befer Shmi'alei Mechlolo Shmi'alei. So then they explain, what's the klal? And now they're going to say, well, if it's a klal, it wouldn't work necessarily, because who says that klal works on a Mishnah, on a Brisa? Maybe it only works in a Mishnah. Different rules apply to Mishnahs and Brises. So he says, no, Amalei, I know Befer Shmi'alei. I heard it straight from a Yochanan's mouth, and that's the halacha. The halacha is like, meaning Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not because Kedivah Machriya, but because the halacha is like, right? The halacha is just like him. Okay, so now look in Rashi, third line, fourth line, narrow line. Hanimila Dom Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Kedivah Machriya, Machriya Mishnah Kiahid de Matlonios. Okay, so that's that. So that he said only applies to a Mishnah, but not necessarily to a Braisa. But he says, fine, I didn't know it from a klal, I didn't think about it my own, it's not my own idea, I didn't apply any principles, I heard it straight from Yochanan, he told me it's a psak halacha, that halacha is here like Rabbi Yehuda in this case, that b'chamin asur, b'sonein mutar. Okay.
How come they didn't let him talk?
How come what?
They didn't let him say this in the beginning.
Because we want to learn. We want to learn. You know, the way the Gemara is, they always added things, which are Darach Agav. We had a lot of Darach Agav, a lot of side points. Okay. Itmar. Oh, we'll start this. Not going to get too far, but Itmar. Chamet Shehukmu B'Erev Shabbos. So now you have water that was heated from Erev Shabbos. Rav Omar L'mocha Roches Ben Kol Gufo Eiver Eiver. Rav says the next day you could wash your whole body one limited time. You can't take a shower, right? You can't take a bath, but you could use hot water to wash your entire body one limited time.
This next day being Shabbos, right?
Yeah, of course. It means Erev Shabbos. Yeah. The water is heated Erev Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And on Shabbos, you could take the hot water. You can't wash your whole body that we had already. You can wash part of it that we had already. But Rav says more. Rav says you can wash your whole body as long as you don't do it all at once. Right? You take one arm, the other arm, one leg, the other leg, your thigh, your everything, right? One ever, ever, one at a time. Shmuel says, no, they're only permitted to wash, which seems to be the pshat of what we learned already, hands, face, and legs, and feet. So Gemara asks a few questions on Rav. Meisvei, Chamin Shuchim Uber Shavas, Lamacha Roches Ben Panavel Gavroglav, of a local Gufo. We learned the Brisa, hot water cooked from heated from Erev Shabbos. The next day you can wash Panavel Raglav, but you can't wash your whole body. So how could Rav say you can wash your whole body? It says you can't wash your whole body. So, whole body, whole body. Tiyufta the Rav, says Kasha and Rav. Tiyufta is a powerful Kasha and Rav, it means, right? Tiyufta is a powerful Kasha. Amul Chorav, Rav has answered, Lo Kol Gufo Vasachas, Elo Ever Ever. So, okay, I didn't say wash the whole body at once. One at a time, right? So they ask the question, but it says, you can't wash the whole body, you can wash the hands, face, and feet. Well, if you wash the hands, face, and feet, that means you can't wash your chest, and you can't wash your, you know, everything else, right? So he says, no. What does it mean, ke'ein panav yadav raglav? It means, just like you wash your hands, you don't wash your hands and feet and face all at once, you have to wash them one at a time. The same way you wash your face and your hands and your feet one at a time, you can wash everything else one at a time. That's what it means. That's what Rav says. It's a little stretch, but that's what he says. Toshma, another kasha in Rav. There's another brisa. They did not permit to wash in hot water, water from water that was heated Erev Shabbos, except your face, hands, and feet. Again, so therefore, how can Rav say you can wash ever ever? So he tells the same answer. Hachaname came upon the other raglav. When it says upon the raglav, it doesn't mean literally. It just means the same way that those you wash one at a time, you can wash your body one at a time. All right, so Rashi, Kain Panav, the sixth narrow line, Kain Panav Klomar Kol Eiver Bifnei Atzmo, Roches Ben Kol Gufo B'Yachad, El Mashayer Eiver Echad, right, you can't do that, you could do a little bit. Okay. Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel, but now is a brisa to support Shmuel. So, Rav answered his questions, right? But we don't have anything to support him either, but now the Gemara brings a brisa to support Shmuel. Chamet Shuchmu Me'er Shabbos, L'mocha Roches Ben Panav Yor Rufo B'Lo Kol Gufo, Eiver Eiver, that's a brisa. So that is not like Rav, right? It's 100% support Shmuel. Rav is the one who said you can wash Gugufo Eiver Eiver. Well, this brisa says you can't wash Gugufo Eiver Eiver. It basically says exactly what Shmuel said. And certainly, Chamin that was heated on Yontif, the same rule is going to apply that you can't wash Kol Gufo. Rabba Masne Lahishmaita the Rab Bahai Lishna this way. Chamet Shukhmu Meir Shabbos Lamachar Amarav Roches Ben Kuguf Mashayr Eiver Echad. Different way. So Rab had a different version of Rav's. Not that Rav said you wash Eiver Eiver. Rather, Rav said you could wash everything but one, leave one limb out. Right? Then it's not Kol Gufo anymore. Right? Eisvei Kohane. All these questions are questions, Tiyufta, Kasha on Rav we're left with. Okay, we'll next week try to save Rav.